Unraveling the Human Side of Debt. Ayanda Ndimande, Head of Business Development at Sanlam Credit Solutions. Debt isn't just a number on a balance sheet. It's a burden many South Africans carry daily, affecting their overall health and quality of life. According to Debtline, unmanageable debt impacts the mental health of 67% of South Africans. Ayanda Ndimande, Head of Business Development at Sanlam Credit Solutions, explores the intricate relationship between debt and mental and physical wellness, offering insights and practical solutions to help individuals grappling with financial stress. Debt is an emotional weight that affects every aspect of our lives. As we navigate these challenging economic times, it's crucial to recognize that behind every debt statistic is a human story of stress, anxiety, and often, silent struggles. But it's also a story of resilience and the potential for positive change. By understanding the human side of debt, we can develop more compassionate, effective solutions that relieve the financial burden and improve the overall well-being of individuals and families. The emotional triggers of spending. Ndimande says one of the key factors contributing to the debt cycle is emotional spending, which often stems from various triggers in our daily lives. She highlights how South Africa already grapples with mental well-being, scoring one of the lowest mental health scores in the Mental State of the World 2022 report. Emotional spending occurs when we make purchases in response to our feelings rather than out of necessity or careful consideration of our budget. Common triggers for emotional spending include peer pressure, sadness, loneliness, boredom, and even stress or anxiety, like having a bad day at work and driving straight to the mall to spend money to feel better. She adds, emotional spending isn't always due to negative emotions. Sometimes, we impulsively spend when we're happy, celebrating, or because of sales promotions. However, I strongly recommend anyone feeling overwhelmed by debt-related stress to contact the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG. The physical and psychological cost of spiraling financial stress. Ndimande says financial stress can contribute to negative money behavior, creating a vicious cycle. For example, emotional spending resulting from financial stress increases our reliance on credit, leading to a short-term focus on prioritizing immediate gratification. This short-term thinking can lead to deeper debt and more significant financial problems in the future because people don't prioritize their long-term financial health. Ndimande adds that the impact of financial stress extends beyond our bank accounts, manifesting in physical and mental health issues. Prolonged financial strain can lead to a range of health problems. We often see increased depression and anxiety rates and even physical ailments among those struggling with debt. The regret and shame associated with poor financial decisions can exacerbate these issues, creating a cycle of stress and poor health. She says these health issues can create additional financial burdens, perpetuating the cycle of stress and debt. It's a complex interplay between financial, mental, and physical well-being. Addressing one aspect requires acknowledging all three. How South Africans can regain control of their financial wellness. While the situation may seem overwhelming, Ndimande emphasizes that it's never too late to turn things around. She encourages South Africans to seek help from a trusted support network before the debt burden feels insurmountable. You can't help yourself. That's why having a support network of qualified financial advisors, mental health professionals, and trusted friends or family members is crucial. She recommends these practical steps to help South Africans regain control of their finances and improve their overall well-being. Seek professional help, don't try to tackle this alone. Many employers offer employee assistance programs that can provide financial advisors and professional mental health services at low or no cost. Develop awareness. Ndimande says South Africans should learn to recognize their emotional spending triggers. Awareness is the first step towards change. Once you understand what drives your spending habits, you can develop strategies to manage them, create a support system. She encourages individuals to surround themselves with people who understand the goals and can offer support. Having a strong support system can make a significant difference in your journey towards financial wellness. Use available tools. Ndimande suggests people leverage technology and resources to help them manage their finances better. There are online tools that can provide valuable insights into your credit score and access to financial coaches who can offer guidance on improving your financial health. Breaking the silence on debt. Ndimande says one of the most crucial steps in addressing the debt crisis is breaking the stigma surrounding debt. Discussing finances, especially debt, can feel awkward and bring up uncomfortable emotions. But not talking about it only makes things harder. She says normalizing honest conversations about one's financial situation encourages people to support and educate one another and ultimately make informed financial decisions. People just don't want to be honest about the credit side of their life. However, this openness can lead to a more supportive community and help individuals realize they're not alone in their struggles. When we share our stories, we not only find support but also discover new strategies and resources that can help us overcome our challenges. Creating financial well-being for peace of mind. Indimande says the relationship between debt and mental health is complex and deeply personal. However, South Africans can take steps towards better financial and mental wellness by understanding emotional spending triggers, recognizing the signs of money-related stress, and leveraging available resources. She also encourages people to know their credit commitments intimately, understand the terms of their agreements, and be proactive about managing their finances. Remember, it's never too late to turn a situation around, and you're not alone in this journey. We can create a supportive environment that promotes financial and mental health and empowers more people to manage their finances with confidence by normalizing conversations about debt, she concludes. Ends. Author, Atayanda Indimande, Sanlam Plus posts: here's how the repo rate impacts your pocket. Share on your socials.